I do have a lamp that helps put it on my face, but like it's either the shade. Oh, what's happening? Going out. Oh, the light bulb's super loose. Like, that's too bright.
It's pretty good.
All right. It's not kind of yellow or dim, but. And then the other thing is because my hair is curly, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like my normal.
It looks fine to me. We'll just pull stuff out of the bag.
Yeah. I'm excited because I.
Okay. There's zero preparation. That's zero the point. Preparation. That's the point.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back to another segment of Awake the Iron. I'm your host, Kaysen Pratt. With me is Karis, the Pilgrim of Persepolis. And we're back for another grab bag. So we were gonna do a recording with CJ, and he wasn't feeling great. So we're like, hey, how about a grab bag? And they're fun because there's zero preparation for it. That's part of the fun of it. And it's been a while since I recorded a grab bag. So although I'm the one that put all the random topics in the bag, I literally can't remember any of them. So for anyone, maybe if this is somebody's first time watching this, I put random topics, sometimes just one word, or maybe it's a question, and I put them in a bag and we'll just pull one out and we'll talk about it. But for the first time, this time we're going to do something for the first time, which is we're going to put a time limit. Cause you know, we can get going and go off on tangents, which is fine too. That's fun. But Karis and I were talking maybe 3 minutes per topic. And so there's really no rules, and it's our show, so we can break the rule. It doesn't matter. But the only rule we'll try to stick to is the 3 minute thing. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. So here we go.
Well, I was going to say real quick, also another first is this is my first grab bag. So
that is right. And we've had you on for many things. So you know, it's not unusual to see you on here with us, but you're right. First grab bag. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to go to my official bag. CJ made fun of me because it's a little overly big.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got our first topic, and should I read it first or start the timer first?
I think read it and then start. Yeah.
Okay. It says, and you probably can't see it because it's washed out, but it says golf. That's all it says. Okay. I started the timer. So we got 3 minutes. We don't have to go 3 minutes, but probably some golf, something I don't know that much about. Did a little bit putt-putt golf, right?
Yes.
Here's a quick funny story. When I was in college, they had at the university, there was a university golf course, and my friends would go, and you know, just to do something, I decided to go. And like went to the driving range a couple times just to try it out. And it was kind of fun. And they were like, hey, we're going to go golfing. You want to come? I'm like, sure. And I didn't even have any clubs or anything. And so another buddy who wasn't going to go, I think I borrowed, like, I just grabbed 3 clubs. I thought, okay, a putter, you probably need that. And then I knew enough that, like, a driver is like what you tee off with, right? To hit it really far. And then some kind of a wedge or an iron for like a medium. But I already knew that this golf course wasn't overly long. Like there weren't holes that were hundreds and hundreds of yards like some can be.
Mm.
So I was like, I probably don't need a driver. So I literally took like a 5 iron and a pitching wedge and a putter. And so I just carried like these three sticks around. And these other guys have bags and you know, a little wheeled thing. There were no golf carts on this course. So that was my experience with golf.
That's funny.
You ever golf? Like not putt putt?
I wasn't really into it at all. But I do recall in gym class in high school, we had like a 2-week session on golf. And I just remember our gym teacher, you know, teaching us about like how to stand and hold it. And like, I don't know if this is what she taught us, but like hooking your finger in with over your pinky of the other hand. And like, I just felt like that made me feel really cool when I did that. And I even did it when I went putt putt.
Right. All right. Right. Did the finger lock, yeah. Right? Like the teacher yeah. said. Yeah.
And but, oh.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it reminds me of one thing. The movie What's Up, Doc?
Mm-hmm.
The guy who's looking for the top secret documents, how he's in disguise, quote unquote, trying to trail, you know, the person he's trying to follow very incognito, but his disguise is like a bag of golf clubs.
Right. Okay. Well, there was our timer. Oh, okay. So there was that. Okay. Mm-hmm. That was our first topic. Golf. That was the 3 minutes. So, all right. Okay. So we won't dilly-dally. We'll go right into the next one.
Okay.
I don't know how many we should do. If we did 5 3-minutes each, that's 15 minutes plus a little chit-chat here and there. I don't know. That might be good.
Sure.
Okay. Here comes the next one. What do we have? I can tell it's more writing than one word. Oh, man. This is going to be a good one. It says Japanese steakhouse versus Japanese restaurant.
Oh, yes.
Okay. This is an area that is within your wheelhouse for sure.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Okay, let me get the timer going.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to defer to you on this.
Yeah. So having grown up in Japan, you know, I love Japanese food. I remember the first time my friend took me to a Japanese steakhouse. I was in high school and I was so excited because I was expecting all this authentic Japanese food that I missed. And we get there and it's this, like, they don't have miso soup. And to me, miso soup is standard Japanese fare. And they cook the meal. It's all fancy. It's fun, but nothing of it about it really tasted authentically Japanese to me. And I was really kind of disappointed. Like, that's not real. And then what I heard subsequently is that I think it's maybe from Okinawa, which is, you know, technically that's Japan, but it certainly has its own culture and wasn't part of my normal everyday life when we lived in Japan. So yeah, I was kind of like, oh, not what I expected.
Right. So could be good. Like the food could be great. Mm-hmm. And not to say there isn't a Japanese steakhouse somewhere that has like legit, you know, authentic tasting things. Right.
Yes.
But yeah, that's helpful to know. Mm-hmm. So that's the steakhouse. So regular Japanese restaurant, you know, how do people pick one? Like what's good? You know, what are the, I guess if somebody has never had authentic Japanese food, then maybe it doesn't really matter. But if someone's looking, right, for a good.
Yeah. I guess a good test would be, are the chefs Japanese or have some kind of experience in Japan, because it's about the, I think it's like to taste, there's a certain taste that just feels right, you know, if you're looking for that authentic. So that, plus if you know someone who does know the difference and they would recommend it, you know, get yourself a friend who would really know and ask them. That might be what I would say.
Yeah, that would be good. And
yeah.
Another good one is, are the customers eating there?
Yes.
Are they Japanese?
Good. That's good.
Right. Like, that would be a pretty good sign. Like, oh, everybody in here is Japanese. So, mm-hmm. You know, they come here for a reason. Right.
Yes. Yeah. That's good too. Yeah.
Okay. We got like 10 seconds. So we killed that one off.
I think we're good. All right.
Okay. This is cool. This is cool. It is. All right. Into the bag. Okay, here we go. What do we have? It says ghosts. That could be a long one. Hey,
we could go so many ways.
We
with
could
that.
Go so many. We got to start the timer. I do want to say, and I've said this before. I can't remember the context of what we were talking about, but I believe 100% that people see things that they can't explain. So people say, "Oh, you know, do you believe in ghosts?" Well, first, you know, I would need that term defined, you know, by the person asking. What do you mean by ghosts? Well, do you believe in spirits? That might be a question. I believe we are spiritual beings, right? And we have a soul that's inside this meat suit for now. And when I'm done with this meat suit, right, then I'll go on. So what do you think? And it's not really a question on the paper.
Right,
it just says
right.
go. So it leaves it up to us to go whichever direction. But
yeah, no, I agree with that. First thing that came to mind was a time as a kid when I thought I saw a ghost, you know?
Oh, okay. I want to hear about that.
Well, it's not too involved, but I just thought I saw this like flutter of a thing, like a sheet, you know, which is so
cliche,
it's so cliche and leads to another thing. I was thinking of how ghosts are cultural, like what a ghost looks like is different to different cultures. And so like in ours, we have that white sheet kind of way of thinking, but I was a kid and I was in our entryway of our house, kind of looking outside. And I could swear I saw something blow like a sheet on a clothesline. But when I went out to look where I had seen it, you know, there's nothing like that. Nothing was there, just a tree or something. So I thought I'd seen a ghost,
Okay.
You know, I was in second grade or something.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do think that, again, I think people see things they can't explain. So then your mind tries to figure out what you just saw. I do think people actually see weird things.
Yeah.
What are those weird things, right? Or
right.
I don't know. And I would, I don't, I'm not as quick to dismiss things anymore, having learned a lot of things that I thought to be true that weren't, things that I thought weren't true that are. So,
yeah,
if someone says I saw a ghost, right? I believe they saw something, and you know, maybe you can figure out what it really was, or maybe we can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Time is up. That one could go a lot of directions
deep.
There.
Yeah. Can I pick the next one?
Yeah. Yeah. I think, we tried to do that.
Yeah.
I think I tried to do that in editing. I did that with CJ.
Funny.
I added like a hand. okay. This is the fourth one.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. It says news. I must have been on a one word kick when I was doing a lot of these.
Yeah.
News. Oh boy. Well,
so many directions.
Does that mean the news, you know, like a news program or like media news?
Mm-hmm.
Or does it just mean, you know, hey, what's news? You know, what's going on with you? But
Yeah.
In
well,
the go
because
ahead.
it literally it's the word new, right? So it should mean a new story, new information, new happenings.
Oh, right. Like what is new?
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think, and I want to think about it right now in terms of like, you know, mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, ABC, CBS, you know, CNN news, if I think of it that way.
Yeah.
And I may have said this before, maybe not. And I heard this somewhere. I didn't make this up, but I think it is, I 100% accept the fact that the news is there to steer our thinking, to steer our mind. So, North, East, West, South news, right? Is there to steer your mind. And maybe somebody made that up just retro, you know, in like looking back, like, ooh, that fits, you know, that explanation. I agree with that explanation that the news is there to steer your mind. I actually forgot to start the timer, but so I started now and we'll just knock a minute off.
Okay.
And yeah, that when I think of news now, the word news, I think of that the what we see in the media is there to steer your mind, to make you think a certain way. It's not to just let you know what's happening. 100%, I accept that as a fact. Knowing what I know now and having learned what I've learned. So I don't have it all figured out, but that's where I'm at. Anything else?
It does seem like that. And one thing, one theme that seems to come up is, you know, stirring up fear or just like stirring up intense feelings or trying to get people worked up seems to be something I see a lot. And disappointingly, even if, let's say, you have one opinion on a topic that is not popular in most of the mainstream channels, but let's say there is a news program that maybe does have present the other side that you might agree with, even they, a lot of times there's a kind of a barking, you know, almost angry kind of tone that I think even when it's like, oh yes, I think they're presenting something either more true or maybe just at least the other side. But that can get you all worked up too and just get you upset that the other side isn't presenting that. And then all of it works to keep us kind of angry or stressed out. And I don't like that.
Yeah. I think of the word headlines too. It could mean like make you worried. So you have headlines.
That's good.
From being anxious and worried and fearful of the headlines that you're reading.
Wow. Yeah, interesting.
Okay. So, all right. We might have gone over time, or I don't know. I lost track. I forgot to hit the start button. Okay. That was 4. Here comes number 5. All right. If we get another one word doozy, it looks like it. Pets.
Pets.
Well, we had a pet when we were kids.
Yeah.
We had a parakeet named Chicory.
Yes.
And
we had a couple other pets that didn't last very long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did have a dog for a short bit, and just like mom said, it didn't work out.
Right. Remember the rabbit? Dutch rabbit?
Oreo or something?
Oreo.
Yeah, because it was like black, white, black, so it looked like an Oreo cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We tried.
Yeah. Yeah, we tried. Pets. I like animals, and I don't have, I, we don't, have, you know, My son has a lizard, so yeah, it's pretty not involved. But I think what's weird, it's weird to me, is like the pet industry, not just like pet food and accessories, but the pet, like the animal itself industry, is huge, huge business. And it's just odd to me that, like, in our culture, this is maybe getting a little more serious than one of these grab bags. I intend for that to be, but you know, when there's a low value on life in our culture. But if you talk about like puppies, you know, everybody swoons and ooh and ah over that. But then almost in the same breath, you know, those same people will be like all for, you know, abortion or something like that, which is killing people. But if you said you killed a dog, oh my gosh, you know, you're an evil person. So I feel like there's a disconnect, an imbalance in the value of life of animals and humans. Like, I think humans are above animals in importance.
Yeah.
And it seems like sometimes it's not viewed that way. Nothing against anyone who wants to have a pet or whatever. I don't care. But do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And a little slightly different angle of that I always see is people who kind of joke about how a dog can love you better than another human, or if people were dogs or cats or, you know, whatever pet you love, like the world would be a better place. And that hurts my heart a little bit, because I feel like you, I agree that people are the most valuable creature or creation. And even though we're complex, and so we can hurt each other because, you know, we're not all the same, but I think relationships with people are the best relationships we can have.
Yeah.
And should be, in my mind, they're higher than with an animal. And
yeah.
I wish more people would, and maybe they're just joking, but sometimes they sound serious, and I hope that, you know,
yeah,
you don't really think that way, but some people might.
Yeah. And it makes me, sometimes it makes me want people that say things like that, you know, about, you know, pet will love you better than any human or whatever. I've heard some like that.
Yeah.
It does make me sad too. And it makes me wonder what happened to those people that you know, something maybe traumatic or something where they lost, you know, something, or I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that's, I think about that sometimes, just like you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ooh, we might have gone a touch over on that. Okay. What do you think? One, two, three, four. We did five.
Wow. You wanna, went fast.
You could do one more.
Okay.
There's bonus. More in here.
Yeah.
Bonus. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is kind of cool. It's fun.
Yeah.
Never know what's going to happen. It says helpful or favorite apps.
Oh.
I guess apps on your phone. I mean, I wrote it. I don't even remember.
Right?
Huh.
That's a great
theme.
Yeah.
Well, I like my calendar app. I do. There is another, and I have a few of my favorite, like, board games as, I don't know if that's, you know, what I was going for when I wrote that, or I just writing stuff down, throwing it in, thinking it'll go whatever direction it goes. But I do have one that's kind of cool. It's called Stowcard, and you basically can store all of your cards that are like Kroger card or Speedway card or anything like that. You can store on the app, and then whenever you need to scan it, you just go to that app And if I'm at Kroger, I hit Kroger and bam, you know, the barcode comes up, beep, and I can scan it, or Speedway or Panera or Chick-fil-A or any loyalty cards you have. Even the one for my chiropractor's office, because we have there's a barcode for your number you can scan in. You can punch it in too, but that's a pretty good one.
I like that. Yeah, I didn't know about it, but that sounds really useful. Yeah.
What about you? Do you have any?
Well, I'm more one of those, I picture what I want exactly, and then it's difficult to find. But I've been looking for something that you can write notes in or save links to websites, kind of. I wish that it could hold different types of information, but that you could keep it organized in categories and things like that. So there's things like Evernote. I've tried it. I didn't really love it, but at the moment I just have this simple one. Let's see if I can find it here. What is it called? Paperless, a little note app called Paperless. I keep my grocery list on there.
Okay.
Because you can do like tick boxes, so you can tick it when you get it in the store. But you don't have to. You can have other kind of lists. I have books I want to read or movies I want to see or just little notes for things I might need when I'm out running errands or something like that.
Right. Yeah.
It works pretty good, but it doesn't do everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one other one I have that I don't use very often, but when I do, it's very helpful. It's called Simply Auto. And it's for your cars. So like I put in my car in there, and then anytime I get like an oil change or anything done to it, I do some stuff to my car myself. You can log, you can even upload picture of the receipt. You know, if you did your brakes or whatever, it's very handy, and you can do multiple cars on it and just help keep track of, like, especially for me when I'm doing like oil changes myself, and I can, when was last time the oil, you know, we did the oil, you know, because you go to a place, they put the sticker in their windshield and you can just see when you did it. But this is kind of a way to keep track of things for that. Plus you got receipts if there's things that are warranty and stuff like that. I don't know, it's pretty helpful.
Yeah, that's so good. I like that.
Okay. Well, what'd
there
you think?
Yeah.
That was six. That was a rapid fire. That's kind of fun. I like that. So yeah, we'll have to do some more of those.
Yeah, it's good to sort of
put parameters
around it so that
you don't
ramble on or something.
We could even do like different bags where the bag is themed, you know?
Yes.
So like one bag could be movies or something like that. But there's still 10 in there, and I'll get the kids. I'll say, just write something random and throw it in there. I have no idea what's coming.
Yeah.
So
that would be fun. That's a good, so you don't even know what's on there. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And I kind of forgot. I didn't remember writing any of these down because it had been a little while, but okay. Well, this was fun.
Yeah. Thanks.
We'll have to do it again sometime.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. So, hey, thanks for watching. Hope this is interesting. If you, think of some good topics, you can shoot them my way. You can go to the website, awaketheiron.com. You can get a hold of us there. Be sure to check out the Awake the Iron Academy. There's a lot of cool stuff there. And you can call or text the number, 601-654-IRON. Okay. Well, hey, till next time, keep your powder dry. We'll see you.